Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, thanks, Rach, and thanks for being back on the podcast. I'm looking forward to what we're talking about today. My hope is that these are helpful. In fact, it's cool to get notes from you guys and to bump into you and just hear how oftentimes the thing that I hear is that you heard a topic at just the right time. And I would just say that's cool how God does that, how God places just what we need at just the right time in our life. And I don't think today is any different. I think today is a powerful, powerful topic for us to think about. What are we thinking about? See, here's what happens is we often don't think about what we're thinking about. Now, that sounds redundant, but here's the deal. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. It really is. God is far more interested in changing our minds than he is in changing our circumstances. See, often we think about circumstances first. God, would you take away whatever that negative circumstance is? God, would you take away my problems? God, would you get rid of this pain? God, would you help me to get over the sorrow, the suffering, the sickness, the sadness? Right? We want God to get us out of our circumstances or to change them. But what I found is that God wants to work on you first. Why? Because transformation doesn't happen in your life until you change your mind, until your thoughts begin to change. Now, I get it. You may not be convinced. So let me give you a couple of reasons why I think this is such a big deal. The first one's this. This is a big deal because your thoughts actually control your life. I don't know if you've read Proverbs 4:23, but it says, be careful how you think. Why? Here's what it goes on to say. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. Those thoughts have all kinds of power. They have the ability to shape your life either for good or for bad. Let me give you a negative example. Maybe some of you have accepted the thought that someone told you when you're growing up, that you're worthless, that you don't matter, that you'll never be enough. And I'm telling you, if you accept that thought, even though it's wrong, it ends up shaping your life. So that's the first reason. They control your life. The second reason is this, because your mind is the battleground for sin. It really is. All temptation starts first in the mind. Romans 7:22 and 23 says, I love to do God's will so far as my new nature is concerned. But there's something else deep within me, in my lower nature, that is at war with my mind and wins the fight and makes me a slave to the sin that is still within me. In my mind, I want to be God's willing servant. But instead, I find myself still enslaved to sin. Why would Paul say that? One of the reasons why is because we get mentally fatigued, right? We get worn out. And since there's a battle in our mind 24 hours a day, it begins to numb us to that. And it becomes debilitating because it's intense. And it's intense because our mind is our greatest asset. God wants you to protect your mind while the enemy wants to steal it. It wants to take over. Here's a third reason why this is such a big deal. Because your thoughts are the key to peace and the key to happiness. When you've got this unmanaged mind, it leads to tension. A managed mind, it leads to peace. An unmanaged mind, it leads to conflict. A managed mind leads to confidence. An unmanaged mind, it leads to even more stress. When you don't try to control your mind, when you don't try to direct your thoughts, there's going to be this enormous amount of stress in your life. But a managed mind, one that is submitted to God, leads to strength, security, and serenity. Here's what Romans 8 verse 6 says. Letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death, but letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. And so today, I just want to ask you, what are you thinking about? What is that thing that's consuming your mind? And would you consider surrendering your mind to Him today and asking God, God, would you guide me today? God, would you help me to submit to you today? God, would you help me to manage my mind so that what I think about sets me in the right direction? Have a great day today. We're praying for you, and we look forward to seeing you very, very soon here at Sugar Hill Church.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.